Hi, Mac family. You know, last week we were supposed to move to our new apartment and we had everything ready. We had contacted the apartment place months in advance and like a month in advance, and we had everything ready. We were so excited to move into a new apartment. And a couple days before, I realized, hey, I haven't received any emails or any communication from them. I'm gonna call them because I wanna make sure that everything is good because we're moving in a couple days. And I start calling them, emailing them, and no response. And I start feeling anxious. I start feeling like nervous, what's going on? Like I have a moving company, moving truck that is gonna come and pick up all of our stuff in 2 days from now, and I have no response from the apartment. What if they're not ready for us? So I decide to get in the car, go drive down to the apartment, the new apartment complex, and speak to them in person. And when I get there, they have not done any of our paperwork. They have done nothing for us. And to make things worse, when I ask them, like, well, I'm supposed to be moving in 2 days, they say, it's impossible for you to move in 2 days. We won't be ready. We need to do all this other stuff, and your apartment is not gonna be ready. You won't be ready to move on Thursday. I freaked out. I was so anxious because we needed to return the other apartment we were living in, and we had a moving truck already coming, and I was freaking out. I was like, what am I gonna do? And I called Melanie and I was so anxious, and she was anxious too, and I was about to cry as I get in the car and I start questioning God. Like, what is going on, God? Like, you know I need to move. You know, I only have 2 days. What am I supposed to do? And as I start driving, I feel something in my heart that says, hey, stop in that other apartment complex. Knowing that it was impossible because we were supposed to only move 2 days from now, we stopped there. I talked to the lady, and the lady says, well, you can apply today and we'll probably have an answer by tomorrow, but I don't think you'll be able to move by Thursday. I think it'll take longer than that, but just apply and just let your moving company know. So I apply and I decide not to contact the moving company and see how it plays out and see if they call me back soon enough. And they call me the same day. They're like, hey, congratulations, you've been approved. Just come in Thursday and you'll be able to move in. And I was so excited, so happy. Melanie was happy too. The apartment was even nicer than the one we had before, prettier, bigger. We were so happy. We get there on Thursday for the move. We have the moving truck with us. And when we get there, the lady says, well, your apartment is not ready to move in today. Oh man, my heart just sinked. I was so sad. She takes a couple more minutes. She leaves to the office. She comes back and she's like, actually, the guy who was supposed to fix it came in this morning and fixed it. So you're actually all ready to move in right now. You see, we were in a roller coaster of emotions, getting anxious, getting sad. But reality is that God was in control. He had a better place for us, a better apartment that we didn't even have thought about before, but He had in His plans and He had everything worked out for us. And Psalms 100 says, on your feet now, applaud God. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourselves into His presence. Know this, God is God. He made us. We didn't make Him. We are His people and He tends to us as sheep. You see, God is God. That's what Psalms 100 is all about. God is God and He is in control. There's nothing we can do in our own strength to be in control of things that we think we can be in control of. Everything is in the hands of God. And even when we think everything is in our hands, He has better ways for us. Plans might not go as we plan, but it's okay because His plans are better. He has better plans for you. So let God be your God and take control of your life.